In this week's Sedra, we have two mitzvahs that are like umbrella mitzvahs. One is, and both of them are the foundation of the Torah and also its goal. And therefore, both of these things have a tremendous connection to Sfiras HaOmer, both as a preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah and that they are the goal of Kabbalah HaTorah. The first of these general umbrella, all-encompassing mitzvahs is Kedoshim Tiyu, and the second is the mitzvah of Yohavta L'Riacha Kamocha. And by both of them, it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, or Ani Hashem, to make the point that this is what it's all about. We find in Sfiras HaOmer that we went from the Memtesh Shari Tuma to the Memtesh Shari Tahara and Kedusha, and we say it in the Tefillah after Sfiras HaOmer, Ve'etoher ve'eskadesh b'kedusha shel ma'ala. That one of the purposes of Sfiras HaOmer as a preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah is to be consecrated, to become Kadosh. And we find also that Sfiras HaOmer has the idea of Tikkun Hamidos, the Avelos of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Shelo Nohagu Kavod Zeh Bazeh, which is a part of the idea of Yohavta Riacha Kamocha, also is connected to the idea of Sfiras HaOmer. In order to be able to receive the Torah, a person has to be holy. And the same thing, Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. In order to get the Torah, you have to Mekayim V'Yohavta Riacha Kamocha. On the other hand, right, Torah brings a person to Kedusha. So Kedusha is a result and a goal of Torah. And the same thing, just as much as Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah, and Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, on the other hand, the main Torah in Derech Eretz. There's a level of Derech Eretz, of Yohavta Riacha Kamocha, that you can't achieve without Torah. So we see that both Kedusha and the Yohavta Riacha Kamocha are both preparations for Torah and results of Torah. Both of these things, Kedusha and Midos Tovos, connect a person to the Ribono Shel Olam, right? Because in that way, a person becomes like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's holy like Hashem, and his midos, and the way he deals with others, is similar to the midos of Hashem, as the Sfarno explained by both of them. Now, both of these foundations need Achdus. And they also cause Achdus, which is also a foundation for Kabbalah HaTorah, because the Torah was received ki ish echad, b'lev echad, because without that there can't be a Torah, because no one individual can fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah, because they apply to Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, men, women. It's only when we're all one, as one unit, that we can have Kabbalah HaTorah. So therefore, those things that need Achdus and create Achdus are also a preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. That's why Kedoshim Tiyu was said Bahakel, when all of the people were gathered together into one Eda, into one congregation. The Kli Yoker points out that's why Kedusha can only be had when there's a Tzibur. Ein Dover Shebikdusha Pachos Mi'asorah. You can't have a Dover Shebikdusha less than a minion. You have to have a tzibur. And even though, when it comes to Kedusha, how each person approaches Kedusha is a very personal thing, right? As the Nitziv says, right? Mekadesh es atzmecha b'mosor or mutter loch. Sanctify yourself in that which is permissible or extra for you. And each person has his unique way of having to separate from various things to reach Kedusha, or indulging in order to reach Kedusha. It's a very individualized thing. Still, even though, right, the Shalom HaKadosh says, the motor loch, what is unique to you, because what is extra and a luxury to one person may be a necessity to another person. And that's why Reb Shimon Shkop says that our Kedusha is different than God's Kedusha. God's Kedusha, God only has to worry about others. He doesn't have to worry about himself. But a human being has to worry about himself too, not only about others. And that's why the Medrash says, my Kedusha is greater than yours. Yochel Kamoni, I might think that you're as holy as me. God's holiness is where he is totally concerned only about others, not about himself. But a human being has to worry about himself also, his unique situation. Still, the real Kedusha only comes from Achdus. The Sfasemis points out that when we lost Achdus because of Sinas Chinam, Memela, the Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed, not as a punishment, but because Kedusha can't remain unless there is unity and Achdus. And Kedusha is something that is possible for all Jewish people, not just for rare individuals or special individuals, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and the Medrash echoes that, that Kedusha takes effect on Gadol, the Katan, Ish, the Isha, great, small, men, women, everybody. And Rabbi Yonason Apshitz says that it's impossible to reach Kedusha by separating yourself from people. Only by uniting together can there be real Kedusha. And the Ma'or V'Shemesh says that without a tzibur, it's impossible for even individuals to reach Kedusha, because without the support system of a tzibur, a person who's porish min tzibur, who separates himself from the tzibur, is very easily going to swerve and abandon the Torah. And maybe that's what it means also, yochel kamoni. I might think that you can achieve Kedusha like me, alone, not connected, right? But that's not true. A human being has to be connected to others. He can't do it alone. Only God is alone. And that's why immediately after the command of Kedoshim Tiyu, we find two specifics. Kibud Avoeim, or Mora Avoeim, respect of a parent, and Shmira Shabbos. Because both of these things represent the idea of Kedusha. One is the ultimate respect for other people, which starts with a parent, and that leads to the Achdus between parents and children, and between leaders and followers, and between the followers themselves and the leaders themselves. And also the Shmira Shabbos, which is the Kedusha that comes from Bein Adam L'Makom. The Rambam explains what this Kedusha is, that it is a general mitzvah on keeping the whole Torah. The first foundation of Kedusha is keep the Torah. You want to be spiritual, you want to be holy, do what God said. Keep the Torah. But it also includes more than that. And therefore, the Ramban says that all the Aseres HaDibros, which is the essence of the Torah, is contained in this parasha of Kedoshim. And the Ramban adds that it also is doing Ratzon Hashem, not being a novel Bershus HaTorah, not just keeping commands, but doing what God will also, says the Nesivos Sholom, things that are not a specific command, but you know that this is the intent, what God wanted, what he wants a person to be, not to be a novel Bershus HaTorah, not to indulge in things that are not prohibited, but not live the kind of lifestyle that God wants. And that is the idea of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutarlach, sanctify yourself in that which is permitted, or that which is extra, that which is a luxury to you. And Rashi says it means specifically separating from arayas, from forbidden relations, sexual relations. But the Mehashiluach says that all the indulgence in all material things and lust is called arayas. And the main idea is not to separate oneself from the world, but to separate oneself from being pulled down into materialism, and instead of indulging in the world for pure pleasure, to elevate the world and use the world properly. And that's why it says, Kedoshim Tiyu, even though you have to separate, but don't separate yourself from the world, because Ki Kadosh Ani, I am God. I am separated from the materialism. I'm not, Chas V'Shalom, dragged down into the material world, just the opposite. I give spiritual existence and life and elevate the entire physical world. I'm connected to everything. But it doesn't pull me down, I pull it up. So too, a person has to be like God and have a connection to everything in the world, says the Chassam Sofer and my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Gifter Zatzal. Just like God is connected to everything, but he elevates it and puts into it spiritualism. That's the way a person has to separate himself from the world. Not totally, just separate himself from the indulgence in the materialism and the lust. And that a person has the ability to do that because a person, on the one hand, is physical, material, like an animal, but he also has, that's his chomer, that's his material, but he has also a tzura, he also has a form, and that's his neshama, like an angel, that God blew of his own breath, kibiyachol, into man, and therefore man has the ability to be holy like God. And that way a person becomes like God and eternal, says the Svarno. And this is the preparation to be able to cleave and attach oneself, kibiyachol, to the Rabbanu Shlom, says the Ksav Kabbalah. And included in this mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu is also to be prepared and to designate everything that a person thinks and says and does, l'shem shamayim. Everything should be l'shem shamayim. And not only to do it because you're commanded, but to do it with a tremendous amount of desire for spiritual things and in order to be able to reach Kedusha, so says the Tam Vadas. And Ravel Lapian says something that bridges these two mitzvahs. This is the mitzvah of being holy, which is a preface to Torah and the goal of Torah. And it has its source, the holiness of the Jewish people is part of the midos tovos, the good qualities that are part of our spiritual genetic makeup from our avos. And that is the second general mitzvah, v'yohavta re'acha kamocha, which is a klal gadol b'Torah. It is a klal gadol that brings to Torah and that is the goal of Torah, because the goal of Torah, the Rambam says, is to bring peace, meaning perfection, to the world. And therefore, Kedusha helps to bring you to the world to come, and Shalom, Midos Tovos, helps to create an environment where Torah can be kept in this world. And that's why it says, V'ilhafto re'acha kamocha z'klau gadol b'Torah. That's what Rabbi Akiva said, but Ben Azai said, Ki b'tselem elokim osre sa'odam is a klau gadol yoser. Because the first one deals with the peace and harmony, and the second one deals with the innate holiness of the Jewish people. And with this, a person recognizes how holy the Jewish people are and how much God loves us, and therefore we should similarly see the holiness and the good and not the bad in other people, says the Chafetz Chaim. And we should hate the evil, but not hate the person. And just like we don't hate ourselves, even though sometimes we hate what we do. So says the Ma'or V'Shemesh. And that's what it says, V'yohavta re'acha kamocha. Kamocha means people usually love what they have an affinity to, who they feel are like them. So see in other people what's like you. V'yohavta re'acha, re'acha b'toru mitzvahs. That which unites us and makes us the same. We're all B'nei Avram, Yitzhak V'Yaakov. We all keep the same Tariq mitzvahs, because people who don't are not included in this. So see that which makes you similar, and not the secondary things that separate us and divide us. And that's what it says in the Avos Rav Nosson. Don't say, love the Chachamim, but hate the students. Or love the students and hate the Amei Haaretz. But love everybody and hate the evildoers. And what is this mitzvah of Yohavta Recha Kamocha? It's an umbrella mitzvah for all the mitzvahs, Bein Arlam Lechaveiro, of visiting the sick, Rambam says, and comforting the mourners and so on, is all a result of Yohatzer Recha Kamocha. But the Ramban says that it means you should want for somebody else what you want for yourself. You don't have to do it to somebody, for somebody else, but you should want for it. Or at least you shouldn't do to somebody else what you wouldn't want them to do to you, just a negative. The Rambam takes it one step further, that you should want to do for somebody else what you would want him to do for you. And that's what the Ksav the Kabbalah says, that includes nine things. You would expect somebody else to truly love you, truly love other people. You would want other people to treat you with respect, treat them with respect. You would want them to be concerned about your welfare, Yidrosh b'shlomo, be concerned about their welfare. You would want them to commiserate when you have tzaris, or to celebrate when you have simchas, do the same for them. You would want them to receive you with a pleasurable countenance, do the same thing for them. You would want them to judge you favorably, do the same for them. You want them to go out of their way in a small way to help you, if it meant taking their time or effort or whatever, you would do the same thing for them. And you would want them to expend a little bit of money for you. You wouldn't expect big expenditure, but a little bit to help you out, right? You should do the same thing for them. And the last thing is, you would expect them not to be condescending to you, to be misgoya, to be haughty over you. Don't be haughty and condescending to them. And that also is like separating yourself from the physical world for the sake of physicality and material. Saying over here, you're not just concerned about yourself, concerned about other people too. And even your concern for yourself is as part of the klal of everybody else. And therefore, it says that if you want to be zocha to olam haba, so the Maseches Kala Rabasi said that one of the Amoraim told his Talmidim, Tinagu kavod zeh lazeh. First thing is, treat each other with respect. And the teidu lifnei mi atam mishpalalim, and know in front of whom you are praying. And with that, you'll merit the world to come. Meaning that these two principles, one is dealing with respect one to the other, v'yohav t'reacha kamocha, and knowing in front of whom you stand, the kedusha, you stand before the Ribono Shel Olam, by having kedusha and by respecting others and fulfilling the mitzvah v'yohav t'reacha kamocha, that's how you get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, that's how you are zoche to the Torah, and that's the goal of the Torah, to bring us to Olam Haba, to have that close connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes from these two mitzvahs. And therefore, during the time of Sfiras HaOmer, we are preparing for Kabbalah HaTorah, and we will receive the Torah and try to fulfill it and reach its goals. We should concentrate on these two mitzvahs, Kedoshim Tiyu and V'yohavta L'Riacha Kamocha, and this also will be the lesson that we'll learn from the death of the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva, which will also be a zechus and an ilui for their neshamos, and Amir Tzashem will be able to receive our yearly reacceptance of the Torah in the most ideal way, and be zoche with that in the zechus of Kabbalah Satorah to the most ideal environment for these two mitzvahs, a world of kedusha and a world of peace and harmony, the Viyas Goel Tzedek, Meherav Yomeinu.